Yep.
Because
now you've lost control of the room before it even.
Everyone? Elon, are you behaving?
I'm sorry.
No. It's Elon I'm worried about.
Who is he again?
Alrighty, we are joined in the media center by Greg Anderson, who drove to a 6.522 at 212.29 miles per hour in the Summit Racing Equipment Chevrolet Camaro, which held over from Q2. Did your team think better numbers were out there today, or was it just tougher conditions?
No, it was a little bit tougher today, a little bit warmer, a little bit more humidity today, so we knew it was going to be a little bit tougher. We thought we could run close to yesterday, which, you know, this morning I think we were able to run like 54, so a couple hundredths behind, but still, you know, great tune-up for tomorrow. We think the weather is going to be exactly like this tomorrow. The starting line is getting a little tricky, no question about that, but that's good. I like that, and I think my guys did a great job today, so we made four really, really, really nice runs with my Summit Chevy. It's probably the happiest it's been all year. I need it to be because I've gotten out of the blocks a little bit slow this year, so I need to have a good weekend this weekend, but I'm off to a great start, and just feel great. It's St. Patrick's Day. I got the right green on, so it's been a great weekend so far. Looking forward to tomorrow. Questions?
Can you take us through some of the struggles for the before?
Well, you know, I can't honestly put my finger on one little thing. The class this year is just, it's incredible. I mean, anybody that qualifies can win, and out of the 16 qualified cars, you've got at least 12 of them that can run the same number. They can all run for the pole, so that's unheard of, and that's unprecedented, and it's tighter this year than it's ever been. And, you know, we were just a tick off the first two races, and I didn't get qualified exactly where I should have or thought I could have, and ended up getting tough draws, you know, first and second round, and got beat by two of my teammates at the first two races. And you're going to have a lot of that. You're going to have a lot of that happening this year, and there's not going to be any easy rounds anymore. Those days are gone. So first round can be like a final round. Second round absolutely is like final round right now in Pro Stock. So it's cool. It's neat. It's great for the class. Hard on me, but it's all good. I mean, I'm certainly not complaining. And what that should do is that should keep the 10 cars that qualify for the championship, that should keep them where any one of them can win a championship. So going to be a, you know, a crazy year. And looking forward to it. It's going to be hard to find wins out there, but I know we've got four great chances under our pit area over there. And, hopefully I'm the next one to come through.
How did it feel racing in front of a crowd like we had?
Yeah, that's cool. I'm telling you, you roll up there, you do the burnout, and you look out there, you don't even want to put it in reverse. You want to just sit there, jump out of the car and get on the roof. It's neat. And these are big grandstands, and they were jam-packed today, and that's a lot of folk. And it just makes you feel good. We're in the right motorsport. Other ones are struggling a little bit to get the fan count, and we've certainly got an upper hand on that. So I feel proud to be part of it, and you know, I think the future looks great.
What do you attribute that to?
I think Pro Stock. I think it's all about Pro Stock.
It's picked up on the grassroots side.
It's hard to say. I don't know. I don't have the exact answer. I like it. I like the result. And I hope that somehow we're helping create that with what we're doing here and what we've created with this sport. Obviously, I think the teams are all so competitive these days. I think that's appealing to people. And the speeds these cars are running, the top fuel funny cars are absolutely out of control the way they run. So it's great to be a fan right now of drag racing. I've said it for many years, and I feel this from the bottom of my heart. Drag racing has got the best product. It's absolutely got the best product. If you get the people to come out and watch it, they're going to think this is really cool stuff. And it's been hard for us to get that to come across to the general public over TV. It's really just not a TV sport. It's a in-person sport. And you got to get the people to come out here. But when they do, I think they realize that this is a pretty damn cool sport. I think it is the coolest one as far as I'm concerned. But it's just been hard to get those people out to see what we see. But we've seen it for years.
I love you, Greg.
It's inappropriate.
Jack, the background. You got a pole?
I did. Nice job. I know, but I'm not surprised you did.
Nice job.
You're surprised I did.
I bet it's been longer than that I've been on a pole than you.
You spent snow pretty long.
Been a good weekend.
Do you think the parity among all the classes, including yours, the change to the EFI system, does that attract the fans because it's more of a roll of the dice, a crapshoot? It's not a guaranteed this person because of what they do in the shop.
Yeah.
Win every weekend.
You definitely don't. And
when I'm an inside, I could do some insider trading here, obviously, because I know a whole lot about what goes on. I couldn't pick them right now. I can't pick who's going to win. Not in any class. Not in top field, not in funny car, not in pro stock or even motorcycle. So that's pretty cool. If you're a fan, that's pretty cool to see. That's what you want your sport to become. It's there.
Greg, do you think the competition level, you had a performance advantage many years in your career, and you could go, hey, you know what? I need to really lock in maybe one or two rounds down the road. But now, does it make you a better driver knowing that every round you have to be on your A game?
Well, there's no question. Every round right now, the way Pro Stock is like a final round matchup. You absolutely don't go up there feeling you're the favorite, that you got this in the bag, that you got a great chance of winning. That's the way it is, right from first round through all day. So it's probably made me a better driver because I've had to become a better driver, either step up your game or step out. So a lot of people out there younger than me, and I'm certainly gaining on years. So it's been harder for me, but you know, there's another side of it. There's that experience factor, and Jack knows what I'm talking about. Clay knows what I'm talking about. That goes a long ways. There's a lot of young cats in this sport, and we need young cats. We need young kids, and they're great, but they probably haven't learned all the tricks yet. So that's kind of the great equalizer. That's why we can still keep doing it. That's what's so cool about drag racing. You can kind of do it into your upper years and still do it well. Look at John Forrest. What is he, like 80?
I didn't laugh out loud. You said you loved the Riffin show, though.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Anyway, thanks, guys.
Thanks.